This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Checking in on the Kardashians. I gotta say, I'm enjoying.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it,
but I can't decide why it feels different.
Maybe it is shot a little bit better, I guess. And maybe they are making a concerted effort to trick us to think we're not watching storylines.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the difference. Like, for example, well, all right. Are we going
to
talk the Met?
I just wanted to talk really quick the issues I got with the Met. Yes. I hate everybody that goes there. I hate Ryan Reynolds because getting married to Blake Lively has ruined his career for me. I can't take him funny as a funny person. If he was really funny and the type of comedian I want to watch, he's so Hollywood now to sit there and gaze at her in her dumb fucking dress. Ooh, you're at the freaking Met Gala. It's just so annoying to me. And I guess I have no problem with the Oscars and things like that. At least they're making a movie that brings joy to somebody and maybe helps them escape their miserable life for 2 hours. But what is this Met Gala? It's a waste of money. And I'm so done with all these fucking people.
That's nice.
When there's so many problems in the world, like
I guess,
I'm done with the Met Gala.
My issue is that it's always like that there's a themed event and then it never
is on theme.
It's never on theme. So then what's the point of the theme? And
like,
I would actually have liked if the theme was 80s gilded, whatever the fuck, whatever we're doing.
And
the
people actually didn't want to look like a hot piece.
Yes. Right. And I actually got to see beautiful fashions from all that time. I would enjoy
this.
I would.
Yeah.
Like, that I would be into. Show me a great, like, amazing outfit that I would not see at a club.
Like a museum. Right. Yes. Yeah,
like even the Kim Kardashian thing, like that dress, like
let Marlo run it. Let Marlo approve if you're allowed on the carpet or not.
There you go. Have Marlo
like what
involved.
She's talking about in Paris, even just looking at mannequins. It's cool. I understand that.
Right.
I take issue
with the fact that it's like a themed event and no one's on theme and it just doesn't make any sense, you know?
So like, Kim Kardashian couldn't fit her little. She's so thin as it is, talking about everybody's up in arms because she's saying she was anorexic for 3 weeks. Well, I mean, whatever. She's an idiot. But then the back of the dress, she wore that ugly little fur coat around because she had to cover up her butt because she couldn't tie that up all the way.
Right.
Everyone the dress for me and her hair. Throw on a wig.
I guess like the hair to me, I don't have a problem her blonde, but it was more like why is it pulled back in that like kind of bun?
They're saying maybe she didn't get it blonde enough in time.
Well,
you have all the resources and all the time.
Right.
Make sure it's freaking blonde.
Right.
Put a wig on. I thought it would have been cool if she would try to look like Marilyn Monroe and put a wig on like her, even though that's not the theme, but that's what I want to see. I don't care about Kim Kardashian's. She's so like, dumb head. I love watching Kim on the show. I hate her in real life.
Yeah, I was gonna say on the show she's really I don't know, she's like kind of funny, it's fresh. I enjoy seeing somebody who's like working again, like she works very hard.
Get your fucking asses up and go to work.
Watching the SNL stuff was fun. I thought to finish on the Met, I thought that most everybody looked average at best. Like I wasn't blown away really by anybody, but particularly every one of the Kardashians looks I hated for a different reason.
Oh,
Kim
ridiculous.
By far was the best dressed. I don't know how I watched this last night. I watched like an 8-minute Met getting ready video from Kylie Jenner. I don't know how I got down that.
I would love to watch it. Yeah. See, yeah, but I'm watching all of it. Right.
I know. And she's crying about how much Virgil meant to her, which is like beautiful, but still hated the look. Like I get the inspiration, whatever, hated it.
Why is it inspiration him with the hat and the veil?
It's Off-White's his brand. So I guess it was like a collaboration that they were working on.
Okay.
That, yeah. So whatever.
I thought she looked 5 stars compared to Kourtney Kardashian's trash.
Yeah, that's
outfit.
What I was going to say. Kourtney Kardashian has been dressing terrible for me for like last year. And this was the worst look I've ever seen. Like, I hated that look.
She's a beauty. Put on a dress. Like, it looked good. What's wrong with you?
And then when she's like describing the concept, it's like, you know, it's like his perfect look is like falling off onto me and melting. And it's like, who wants a melting half done look? I thought it was terrible.
You look like Pinocchio's apprentice. Stop.
Yeah.
And I didn't like Travis that. Barker, put your foot down. Stop. You didn't survive a plane crash for this.
I thought, I think maybe I did think Kendall looked great. I didn't like the eyebrows.
It's hard for me to say to love Kendall Jenner. I don't know. I love her because she's bitch slapping Kourtney in the face at the wedding, but
right.
The proposal. She did look good. She didn't look bad. Who am I? I'm sitting at home in freaking Walmart clothes. Hold on. Let me think here. Why would Khloé wear that dress when it's so similar to Kim's?
Well, to me, the issue was like, I did not like the color combination. If you make that cool puffy thing also either gold or like a cream or something where it's just not like, I don't know. I just didn't like the combination of the two. It just looked like low budget or something.
Gold slinky dress, just like Kim.
Yeah, it was similar. I mean,
and Marilyn Monroe, when are we all going to stop idolizing this poor woman? She's tragedy. She was an actress and everything. She died a young death. She was miserable. I mean, what is the big fucking deal? Let's idolize some women that did some good in this world. Yeah. Who cares about her dumb dress and her sucking off JFK after in the back?
I know.
You know, is somebody better wear freaking what's her face's beret at the next one? She's actually done something.
I don't know.
I like Marilyn Monroe. Don't get me wrong.
No, I was all again, like it's the, what always trips me up about, and listen, I'm obviously a victim of it because I was scrolling through Met Gala.
Oh, I love it, like, all. Yeah.
It's the two things that are always happening at once, right? It's like everybody's focused on the Met Gala and Kim Kardashian losing 20 pounds to get into a dress. And meanwhile, abortion rights are getting swept out from under our feet. And everybody's like, but Kim, you know, it's like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's like we live in chaos. It's crazy times. We get distracted at every second and real shit's going down. And everybody gives a fuck about Kim Kardashian wearing her own.
And then here we and I understand we're doing reality TV recaps, but I mean, it's just a crazy world to see all that. World. I know. I guess that is going to charity, some of that money there, but let us see inside this Met Gala. Let's get a camera cam, a bathroom cam.
That's what I want.
I love Lizzo. She's such a hoot. She seems like the type of person you want to be around. I've never seen her. I understand she's probably on when she's on, but she seems so nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's talented. People who go see her in person, they rave about her playing the flute. I just love it. She's one of us. She's like, oh, there's Kim Kardashian. Oh, she looks pretty. I saw a clip of it. It's like,
Yeah.
I think Kim is a nice person. I bet she's nice.
Oh, I don't think she's
how
a bad...
she just they
to me. If I were to pick one that I would vote, that would be like the worst to you. If you ran into them, it would be Kylie Jenner. I don't know why, but that's just my instinct would be that she would be the worst.
You're probably right. My instinct would say Kourtney, but you're probably right on Kylie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she tries to play it off like she's shy and everything, but it's
because
really,
like her, even like how she's worked has been very different. Like Kendall Jenner probably got in some rooms and was humbled from time to time, like early in her career. That has never happened to Kylie, right?
Yeah.
So she's entirely shaped by fame.
She's like the Paige DeSorbo of the Kardashians. She used that in those lip kits. My God, the money. They better saved all that money.
You know what's like fascinating to me to talk a little bit about the show is how emotional Kris Jenner always is about Rob Kardashian. And it's like she
You somehow
like was not married to Bruce Jenner for like 30 years or something. Right. Like, it's really odd. It's
and
like
you cheated on him.
Yeah. It's like he died yesterday. You never cheated on him. Like, you were together the whole time. Like, it's very odd. Like, every time she starts crying about
You don't hear about Bruce.
Never.
Or Caitlin. Sorry. That's wrong.
No, but I mean, like, her relationship with Bruce. He was Bruce. She was Bruce. Right. Then, right. Like that. It's so weird.
You're so right. And it was triple the time. It was more of a business relationship. And it seemed maybe she knew, or I think that's maybe what it is.
Yeah.
That he was hiding secrets.
Right. Right. I think that while I appreciate Courtney and Travis's, like, I guess, love or whatever, I don't like watching it. I don't like their vibe together. It's real weird.
I feel the complete opposite. I feel like, she's genuinely happy and it's really sweet.
Oh,
like when they were in there talking about jizzing in the cup, I just found it really sweet. Like, they're trying to make a baby and they're trying to get like the logistics without trying to say like, can I give him a handy or a BJ?
Right.
I don't know. I think it's sweet just because we saw her in the polar opposite.
Right.
And I love Travis Barker. I don't know. I find it very endearing. I really do.
God, it's like, I almost like even the engagement,
but I can
like,
see how people would be turned off.
It's almost like the public, maybe it's the public nature of it that's bothersome to me. It's like, they're just like, you know, people are like giving them a toast and then they're just like making out. And it's like, what are we doing? Like,
I know
15, but I guess
they can't help it. And
yeah, right.
I think these kids are better off at least seeing their mom happy than miserable by Scott.
Oh, no. I'm not team Scott by any means.
No. But I mean, like, just like what he would want. I don't know what he was thinking.
Right.
No, but I'm the only person who's okay with everybody's like, even Kris, get a room. I mean, they are all over each other.
It really is a lot.
It is.
I also love that like all the kids have cell phones. Like, she's calling Mason, he's not answering her calls, calling Penelope.
I know. I'm like about ready to give my kids cell phones. I want to get in touch with them. I don't know where I was. I mean, I'm not going to, but and I guess in their world, I wonder how old I never thought about that. Penelope's how old? She's got a freaking FaceTime.
Right.
Poor Penelope crying.
Sad.
He probably should have been there, but Scott at post, is he just trying to find something to fight about? I can see how they all thought that they didn't want to tell Scott, so they couldn't get the kids there without lying to Scott. But
yeah, I don't know. I liked when I think there's a point too, like the parents have to, like Scott and Courtney have to get to a point where they're cool for the kids.
They
and
do.
Like, her being like, I mean, what do we even need to talk about? It's like, what do you mean? What do you need
to
talk about?
Seems it's more
like,
Courtney.
Yes. Like, I think the two of them need to, like, you got to sit down and be like, listen, Travis and mommy love each other very much. That does not mean daddy.
Right.
It's not, like, you have to, like, these are still children.
It should have been thought of more.
They have internet, but you know, you got to have a conversation.
And I think Scott, he's worried. She should just let Scott come to dinner. He's not going to bother anybody. You had three kids with him. That's the price you pay. I'm sorry.
Right. You not only did you have three kids with him, but you guys had some dragged out decades long relationship where you told him time and time again, he was part of the family.
You can't cut it off.
You're stuck with him. And there are moments that I hate Chloe, which is anytime she's with Tristan and just like seeing the relationship.
Oh my God.
But she is the only person who
fools him again, though. He fools her again, right?
I know. Yeah.
What's
she just said they got back together.
And then so after that, though, because at the birthday party, they're not together, which was recent on Instagram, right?
What birthday?
Something happens. Like,
oh, no. This is old. This is old.
No, I know. But just a couple weeks ago or whatever, on present day, he has fooled her again, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
they're together present day?
No, they're not together present day.
So in between the filming and now he's there's another scandal come out that he's screwed around.
They show it on the show. They're showing it.
Oh, it's are. Okay.
It's the baby, side baby.
Oh my God.
Yes. The side child is coming. That's what we're getting.
Wow.
See, this is what I'm saying. It's still very delayed. Very delayed.
Wow. He is such a dirtbag.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Kendall Jenner must get some appreciation out of the fact that she's dating a superstar basketball player and Tristan is second, third string at best.
God, yeah.
Poor Chloe. Oh, yeah. Get a star.
I know.
Don't deal with that.
I know. She had a star in Lamar, but you know, the drugs got him.
It seems really, I think Courtney is a great mom and I think Scott's a great dad, but the whole telephone, it seemed very depressing with the kids.
It was sad.
And it's like, how can she even enjoy the night when she knows her kids are at home crying? I mean, it made me sick my stomach.
Maybe it's just like how she films, but she seemed very like she didn't care. Like, stoic. Should I text Mason? Like, I tried to call him
twice. I think
she's
like, doesn't show her emotions.
Yeah, I think so. But it seems, it's weird because like even Kendall being like, what the hell? And I did like them being like, see, it's like stuff like that. It seems more like they're a camera's truly following them around than E saying like, hey, we're going to sit here, but it could all be fake. I mean, we could all be getting bamboozled again and it'll start to feel fake again, but it does.
What did Kendall say? She said, it feels like
it seems like you don't care about Scott or something. Like you say you care, but you don't.
She said something real cutthroat. It was like, yeah. I loved it. I thought Kylie was cute coming in. She's like, I get jealous. I would love all these sisters. Oh, is this a sister meeting? You guys didn't tell me.
Yeah,
it is cute. They are so cute together. I love seeing Courtney and Kim talk to Penelope because it seems like Kim's actually an aunt.
Yes.
She's involved. It seemed very sweet.
Yeah.
Kim surprises you. You think she would. It shocks you that she has four kids. It shocks you that the aunts, the nieces and nephews even like her. She's such a star. She's taken over the world wearing this dumb Marilyn Monroe dress. She has become so big.
Yeah.
From it's just crazy.
It is. Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about the last episode with Kanye.
Let me think of anything else here.
That made me. The Kanye stuff was so weird. So you saw Ray J saying that it was real or that it's fake. And that
Saying that they were all in on it together, which we all figured. I believe Ray J.
I kind of do too.
Oh, I 100% do. I feel like, and he's been looking like the scumbag all along, but I wonder what took him so long to say something.
Right.
Maybe he has. And
right.
Ray J is Brandy's brother.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Uh-huh. And I think they're cousins with somebody.
Okay. This big ass computer he's hauling on American Airlines. I know he's not flying American Airlines, but can't Ray J, he could have it on a little flash drive anywhere, right?
I mean, that was another scene that was fascinating to me because Kanye like seemed deeply uncomfortable to even like be in the room. Kris Jenner talking to him, he seemed like he wanted to die rather than have a conversation with her.
I feel that way.
Oh, okay. God, you didn't? I felt like he was just extremely uncomfortable. Okay. I just like, he seemed like even just like the way she was talking, I'm like, Kanye, you always just like do the most amazing things. And it's just like you. And he's just like, Like, I don't know. I just found his whole
Kanye
vibe
hates
there
her
weird. And then
I would love to know the truth of what Kanye thinks about them. I guess I feel like Kanye's brain's going a mile a minute and he's always thinking, and maybe the I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Yeah. I mean,
he looks skinnier than I remember.
Yeah, he looked weird to me. And then the fact that he stormed off, and then the scene where Kim and Chloe, this latest episode, were talking about Kanye and how he got pissed about the joke, like that kind of stuff. Like,
I don't blame him.
No, I mean, I thought
it's funny, but it's funny if you don't have four kids with the guy.
Yeah.
I don't think Joe, even if it's not that I understand comedy, whatever, but that goes down in history. And it's just kind of weird when it's your father of your children. I don't know.
Yeah.
I forgot what I saw the joke and I didn't remember hearing her say
it. She is making a lot of jokes about how much she's been married, like throughout both of these episodes. Like, I've been married 5 times. Like, they don't last. Kids last. They don't last. It's like, Jesus, I guess you have been married a lot.
She's fourth time's the charm.
Yeah.
I know. She seems really like a happy go lucky.
Yeah.
Kiki, as they say.
Oh, didn't you love that Minnie Weiss was involved in the...
Oh, okay. Let me finish my thoughts. I got a question about that, too. Don't let me forget. With Kanye West, though, I feel like maybe she does lead him on. I don't know what the truth is, but she goes in. They're walking out of the hotel into the car. Like, they're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It felt very relationship-y.
Yeah.
The way they're together. And then I know that they were already getting divorced. And then he's there with her. I don't know. I wonder what really happened. Then she's kissing what's his face on the magic carpet ride. I mean, if she had to run it by Corey first, maybe run it by Kanye.
Yeah, great point. Great point.
And maybe she did and didn't show it.
Right. That's possible. I don't know.
I love the hairdresser or the makeup artist crying. He's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. They've had the same people around them for a long time,
which shows good character on Kim's part.
Yeah. No, I don't think Kim's a bad person. I think the break was good for me to not watch. I hadn't watched a show, honestly, for several years, like consistently.
Me too.
So I think that's helping how I feel about it. It does feel fresher. I like the way it's filmed. It does feel like it does not belong on E. I'll say that. Like, it, you know what I mean?
It's nice.
Like, it feels elevated a little bit. Like, they tried to do that shit when Kanye kind of got involved, I think, mm-hmm. with the later seasons. But this is...
I do love it.
This is working better.
I do love Corey, though. He wins me over more and more. He's like, my skin's so thick, a bullet would get lost. That's something like my dad would say, these sayings.
Right.
I like him. I don't know.
How about Kim just rocking these gloves 24/7, eating in the gloves? I don't know if you noticed, like, as they were waiting for the engagement, she was like ripping into a piece of bread, like with these full length gloves. Like, don't you want to use your hands?
You know, maybe maybe she's got psoriasis.
Oh,
that's what I remember. That's what I remember back at her talk. That's what I always think when I see her wearing all these uncomfortable things, but
maybe,
I don't know. Mindy Weiss. How could Mindy Weiss? Oh, I guess that's what she said, that maybe they thought it was a movie night, but why would Mindy, that kind of would have ruined the proposal. If she would think that this big dog Mindy Weiss is in Santa Barbara to set up a movie night.
Right. I know. Yeah. And well, maybe she didn't see her till after the proposal.
But she, like, before they started, she goes, Mindy says they're going, like, Mindy.
Yeah, but she probably knew, like, she has people with eyes on the ground. I bet maybe she waited to see them till after.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I hate the red and black, though. I hate it so much. And I just also see, this is another thing that drives me nuts. Would you have described Courtney as a punk person before this relationship?
No. Yeah.
Now she's a punk couple. Like, she dresses always in black and combat boots, and it's wild. I guess maybe like Kim kind of did, like she transformed too.
I don't know what she was. Right. She was more of like a avocado smoothie.
Yes.
Eating gal.
A matcha like crop top. I don't know. Like, now it's just the black and the,
I agree
and
with you.
Goth. It's,
she's
like
kind of immersed into him. Right.
The
surprise she's not tatted up.
Yeah. The Met Gala is a perfect representation of, like, you have a stunning face, body, all of it. What the
gorgeous
fuck are you wearing?
Stop.
Enough.
And the hair, bob.
Her last like five public outfits have been terrible. The Oscars was terrible.
Oh,
she's
horrible.
A new stylist. Like, new.
And Travis can't just, they're so in love. I mean, it is funny. He's like almost petting her. And they can't be, at what point do they start getting annoyed with each other? It can't be the honeymoon phase forever.
No. Can't, right?
I want to see that.
Right. I don't know.
It's very interesting. I want to know what the mom, Shannon Mochler, thinks. Let's get her in the mix. I got to hear it.
I know. I like seeing his kids, though, hearing them talk.
They're cute.
Never seen them speak.
I have to say, a little Alabama Barker. I love her. I love her look. She's adorable. Cute as a button. But on TikTok, this is, I don't know, she's a young girl. She looks like a little hooker, but she's got a great dad and she seems like a great head on her shoulders. But if I had a daughter, I would be freaking like, it's scary.
Yeah.
All the makeup and the nails and the hair. I mean, she looks like.
Yep.
And the dinner. I don't know if after I'd want to get engaged, if I'd want all these people around me. Maybe I'd want to just lay in there and have dinner together.
Yeah, it's a lot
of
people.
Do you need to have 100 people with you?
Kardashian event, you know. I did think it was sweet when like Chris was hugging her and crying, but I mean, she's always very emotional.
I love Kris Jenner. She makes the show. If they had a normal, not a normal, if they had just kind of did any other mom, I don't know. Kris Jenner to me, just my eyes are drawn to her. I love watching her every second. She's nuts and I love it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Chloe, I don't know if you caught the last episode. Chloe kind of wants to run the show. You could see kind of a bitchiness come out. Or maybe I'm being crazy, but she was talking to Travis and she's like, maybe we should just have it here in LA because la la la. And he's like, no, it's going to be hard for Travis. He's going to have to really start to lay his foot down with these Kardashians. They want to take over.
They swallow these men. That's what they do. Yeah. Got to be careful. All right. What else? Anything else?
I wonder how far into Pete Davidson we're going to get. See, I thought Pete Davidson was kind of cute. I thought he looked terrible at the Met Gala.
Oh, I thought that was Bessie's look.
Oh, okay. <We're opposite. laughs>
You know what I want to see, like, in a, like, proper 1800s suit? Like, where's Brad Pitt? Give me Brad Pitt in, like, a fantastic old style.
Oh,
give
yeah,
George
baby.
Clooney.
Yeah.
Like, that's, they were old.
Give me Rupert Everett. I know.
Rupert Everett.
No, seriously. Why does it have to be this
right,
young
like,
people
like
we
to
don't
see
know?
Some, like,
give me Julia Roberts.
Yes.
Even though I hate Julia Roberts. I'll take her, okay?
I mean, somebody. I have to say, I'm not a Blake Lively hater like you. I thought she looked stunning. She
I
always
think she'd be the biggest
me,
bitch you'd ever meet in town.
She probably would be, but she knows how to dress and she has the right people around her.
I hate it, though. I don't know. It just, I don't know
yeah,
why.
She always looks amazing to me.
Okay. People love her.
Yeah.
I love her. I love her as an actress. I love watching her act. So, you know, she's a J-Lo to me.
Oh, interesting.
J-Lo should be there.
Right. Where's J-Lo?
I loved the Kim and Kanye kookiness of it all. I loved the influence he had on the family. I loved the influence he had on Kim.
Yeah.
When she, I liked
even you
Kim
saw the preview for next week. She's like, I'm
sheet over
like,
her head more.
She's like, I'm trying to like figure out like my style. Like, who am I? It's like, man, you really did just let Kanye just like rule the roost. It's crazy.
God, he's, I don't know. I just,
it's,
I love him.
It's fascinating. It's just fascinating to watch. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I really, both episodes I liked. I like seeing all the celebrities. I liked the little like after party for the SNL where you get to see everybody kind of like, that's the kind of shit I like. Like, show me everybody walking into the club.
I'd love to hear the advice that Jay-Z would give Kanye West. I know that they maybe don't talk because,
yeah,
he, or, but if they get back, but he would give him some good fatherly advice.
Yeah. I saw a post I put on my story. I don't know if you saw it. It was like Beyonce, or I might have retweeted it from our Twitter.
I saw it.
Too.
Yeah.
Like Beyonce was at the Oscars
what
and the
life she lives
and the Dave Chappelle tackle.
I wish
she's
I would
went outside again. It's like, oh,
how can
true.
Somebody, I get that happens quick, but how can someone get on stage like that? They made contact with him. They could have stabbed him.
That's Will Smith's fault. I put that shit on his feet. Like 100%. You start doing this.
Seriously.
Shit, it starts happening.
You know, my first reaction after I watched the Will Smith thing, and we've talked about it, but the more I think about it, the more disgusted I am.
It's,
and the more I see Chris
behavior.
Rock, like,
yeah.
The first time I watched it, then I watched it like 15 times, slept on it. I'm like, this is not right. At first I was like, cause I just loved Will Smith so much. I texted you. I was like, oh, you know, but the more and more I watch, it's like,
yeah.
How could this happen?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Chris Rock is really, he's something.
Yeah,
keep his composure the way he did.
It's wild. All right, guys, guess what? We'll be back.
This is my last thought.
Yeah,
I think Will has to divorce Jada to move on in the public graces.
Yeah, I think you would be right. I would agree. We got to break up a marriage to save his reputation.
He's got to act like he's a beaten down husband who's escaped.
Ugh, it's not happening. I don't think. We'll see. All right, friends. Talk to you soon. We love you.